Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Someone thought it was a good idea to combine International Kissing Day and Fried Chicken Day. That just doesn't work. We don't need greasy kisses. Sorry. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, July 6th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, International Kissing Day today. So if you've been meaning to kiss someone, maybe today is the day to do it. Yeah, this started in the UK. They, I guess, love kissing in the UK. I don't know if that's true, but we'll just go with it. They love kissing in the US, and they love kissing in the UK. There we go. I'm just making a big blanket statement there. Okay, worldwide event here. It went worldwide about 20 or so years ago, and everybody's going to be kissing today, apparently. I don't know if everybody's actually going to kiss, but people that listen to the show, I encourage you to kiss someone and then say, I heard about this on This Is Today, and then that, you know, you get a little promotion. Unless it's somebody that really doesn't want you to kiss them, then they probably won't listen to my show. So then in that case, tell them, like, you know, Logan Paul or Jake Paul told you to do it, and there you go. That'll get me out of trouble. Yeah. So here's the thing with kissing. 1 minute of kissing is about 26 calories. So not only are you getting to kiss someone, you're also saving, you know, like burning some calories. And the thing is, the day is actually about enjoying kissing, not, you know, like having kissing as the opening act for something else. It's about enjoying kissing. So do so today. Also today is about enjoying fried chicken because it's National Fried Chicken Day. And yeah, I know those two don't go together. As I said in the open, do not kiss somebody after you've eaten some fried chicken. You're going to get those greasy lips, or you'll get those little crumbs in your beard if you've got a beard. It's not going to be a pleasant experience. But here's the thing. National Fried Chicken Day, right? International Kissing Day. Here's how I'm going to bring the two together. See, one piece of fried chicken is about 320 calories. So here you go. 12 and a half minutes of kissing will take care of that. See, 26 calories per minute. There you go. So go kiss for like an hour, and you can have a even more than one piece. Get some mashed potatoes on the side. I don't know. There you go. That is your national days. It's time now to take a look at the events that happened on this day. Yeah. Louis Pasteur successfully tested an anti-rabies vaccine on a nine-year-old. Yeah, the nine-year-old had been bitten 2 days prior. So that means that that kid had a really bad 4th of July. I hope you had a great 4th of July, much better than getting rabies. This kid was not so happy. He had to have 14 days of treatment that began on this day in 1885. Now, here's the thing. That treatment is actually, in some countries, still being used. So there you go. 1928 on this day. Ah, wow. The first all-talking movie premiered. It was a feature. You know, like the whole thing was just everybody was talking. Can you believe that? Yeah, Lights of New York was the name of the movie. It starred Helene Costello, Celine Landis. I don't know these people. But it starred them, and they, you know, were actually B-movie actors. This was a B-movie because they didn't want to try this out on a really expensive movie. They actually only spent about $23,000 to produce it. But the thing was, Warner Brothers saw some success with this. Yeah, about $1 million because everybody was talking about this talking movie. So the reception was so good for this B-movie that the next year, basically every movie was a talkie, and we still get dialogue in movies, right? Which is great. I think the dialogue in movies makes them great, unless we're talking about Wonder Woman 1984. That could have used a little less dialogue. 1933, on this day, the first MLB All-Star game. It happened in Chicago at Kaminsky Park. Some baseball greats were in this for sure. Yeah, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Lefty Odul, come on, right? Well, it was also the first ever home run hit in an All-Star game. And of course, the guy that had hit that was Babe Ruth. And the American League won that game. 1940, on this day, we're going to head down under to the Story Bridge. Yeah, this is a landmark in Brisbane, Australia, or as they say, I believe it's Brisbane. I'm not entirely sure. I've talked to a few Australians recently, a couple for my podcast, and they were laughing at the way I said certain things. So I'm going to go with Brisbane. I think that's how they say it. Anyway, this is the longest cantilever bridge in Australia. And well, what's the story behind it? They call it the Story Bridge. It's got to be a good story, right? No, there's a person. John Douglas Story. That's who it was named after. He strongly advocated for the bridge construction, and they named the bridge after him. It connects Fortitude Valley and Kangaroo Point in Brisbane. How cool is that? Kangaroo Point. I want to go there. 1957, Althea Gibson became the first black player to win Wimbledon. Now, see, in 1956, she won the French Open, becoming the first person of color to win a Grand Slam title. After winning Wimbledon, she came back home. There was a parade in her honor. And of course, she was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 1971. She passed away in 2003. On this day in 2012, the California Senate held a vote to approve the funding for a bullet train between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Well, how's that going? This is way back in 2012. It's 2021. Am I able to jump on that train? No, not exactly. The first phase should have passengers moving in 2025. Now, here's the thing with this. It's only going to be like really in the middle of the state. It doesn't connect to San Francisco or Los Angeles, but there is a big strip of it that supposedly will open up in 2025. There's been all kinds of delays on this thing. In fact, the main station in San Francisco, it's delayed. So hopefully this thing actually happens, because I remember thinking, oh, it'd be cool to take the kids to Disneyland from San Francisco, you know, like just jump on this train and we're down there. And well, it's I think it's going to be the great grandkids that I get to take on this train. Yeah. Additional stations are set to open 2029. That's basically the most of the full length of this train from L.A. to San Francisco. You know, there's planes. We could do that. By the time this thing opens up, they'll be flying cars. All right, enough of my commentary. You know, so I want to tell you some of the big days in July. Now that we've entered July, let's talk about some of the national days before we get into our birthdays for today. Yeah, National Hemp Month this month. So make something out of hemp if you can, or use it in some other fashion. It is World Watercolor Month as well. So for the artists out there, maybe switch it up. Throw out some watercolor. National Baked Bean Month as well. Why it gets its own month, I really don't know. National Grilling Month. Now, I get that one. And this works out because it's also National Hot Dog Month and National Horseradish Month. So, you know, you can do some great recipes there with horseradish and even hot dogs. Look it up. I'm telling you, they're out there. National Blueberry Month as well. National Picnic Month. National Peach Month. It would be nice if it's Peace Month. No, Peach Month. And National Culinary Arts Month as well. The last one here is National Anti-Boredom Month. Yeah, that's a great one, right? Now, there's a couple others that I'll tell you about as we go throughout the month. But National Anti-Boredom Month. Do something to try to make yourself not so bored this month if you can. That would be a good thing. Like listening to Learning More. Yeah, see, now I'm going to turn this into a plug for my other podcast. If you haven't done so yet, please do head over, listen to Learning More. There's a link in the description of the podcast. I got to talk to Todd Fisher last week. This week, we're talking about ghosts. I've got to talk about reincarnation and online dating and pandemic parenting, all kinds of fun stuff. So check out the link in the description of the podcast. Let's talk about our birthdays for today. Eva Green is 41. Tia Mowry and Tamara Mowry, both 43 today. What a coincidence. Frida Kahlo was born on this day in 1907. And George W. Bush, born on this day, 1946, turning 75 today, as is Sylvester Stallone, 75 today, 50 Cent. It's almost half a century, 46 today. Kevin Hart is 42. That's your look at July 6th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow.